Welcome in here to another week of Leash on Life as we take a look at what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea Ferrier with us here as she is each week to talk about the shelter. And welcome in here, another week of the program.
Thank you so much. It's always good to be here.
All right. And lots of things going on at the shelter, and do have some animals that have come up for adoption.
You know, we just never know what we're going to have from one week to another. And we only have one dog available for adoption right now. This is a really unique, sweet little dog. Her name is Clover. She will be 2 years old on St. Patrick's Day. We know she was surrendered by her previous owners who couldn't keep her anymore. She is very sweet, a little bit on the shy side, though. She is a Chiweenie, a Chihuahua Dachshund mix, wiener dog mix. And she's got beautiful tricolored, she's got some brown and some kind of blue-gray and black on her. And she's really unique in that one of her eyes is blue and one is brown. So she's a really sweet dog, very unique in her appearance, and a little shy at first, but friendly once you get to know her. She likes to snuggle. So Clover would be a really good mix for somebody who wants a small animal and somebody who'd be a real good friend, you know, just for them. If you're looking for a cat, we have three cats available right now. It's interesting. We have two of them that look really similar. I mean, they could practically be siblings, but they were found at different places at different times. So kind of funny how that happens. They're both like tiger striped kind of, you know, tabby cats. Both females. They were found at different places. They were strays or had been lost pets that were found. Neither one has been neutered as far as we can tell. Arizona is the first one, and she's about a year old. You know, they're both adults, but still young. She's very sweet, but she'd prefer not to be around other cats. It's kind of stressing her out to be around the other cats at the shelter. And then Alpine is the other one, and similar age, you know, similar. She's a little bit smaller bodied, but she is very, very loving and friendly and appears to get along with everybody. So if you're looking for a tiger stripe, these girls are very, very pretty. And then we still have Tessie, that Siamese mixed cat who was there I've spoken about for the last couple of weeks. Her sign says she needs to be not with any other animals. I think that under the right circumstances, she might do all right with a dog, but she's not real friendly with other cats. You know how cats can be. So if you're looking for a cat, there are three to choose from with our own distinctive personalities and needs, at least. So,
well, sometimes you hear that and you think about, you'd like a pet that was, you know, willing to get along in any situation you put them in there, but hey, people are like that too. There's some people that don't like to be around other people a lot. So,
absolutely.
You know, it's just a personality of each individual character.
And you know, this is where I'd really like to take an opportunity just to give a shout out to the people who work at the shelter, because they do a great job at determining the personalities of these animals and finding out as much about their history as they can when that's an option. And they really do that sometimes at their own peril. I mean, I think about people who go out, these guys and gals that go on the calls to pick up stray dogs, and you just never know what you're going to find. And I just really want to give a big thank you to them. They work so hard to get to know the animals, to really give them the best chance possible in finding a good home where they'll be a good fit. So, a shout out to the crew at the animal shelter and all the hard work that they do to make it possible for these animals to get the best possible fit.
Yeah, and that is a great service to know a little bit about that animal before you walk in. You know, that may not always be the case everywhere you go. You kind of get what you get sometimes, and maybe it doesn't work out. But trying to do the best that they can to make it work. And you mentioned off the air here, mentioned you have a found dog as well that might be somebody's pet they're looking for.
Yeah, you know, my job basically is to go in and pet and love the animals and find out what I can before I come here. I don't have the hard job like they do. And there was a dog when I went in to check the animals out. He's an enormous German Shepherd. I mean, he's just huge. And I thought, whoa, hello. But he apparently has no idea how big he is. He's kind of a scaredy dog, and he's really forlorn and lonely right now. So he's got a real funny personality. And I hope someone out there is listening and knows that this is, you know, knows who this dog belongs to, or maybe it's your dog. So we did find him, and he's just been brought in, and he'd really like to go back home.
All right. Well, hopefully that can work out. And if folks are wanting to stop by the shelter, if they maybe have lost a pet or if they're looking to adopt a new one, where do they need to go?
Corner of Sunnyside and 2nd. It's right there in the northwest corner of town with the wastewater treatment plant. The hours for the shelter are Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturday from 8 to noon.
and very minimal cost as well if you are going to adopt.
This is a great way to get a forever friend. $10 for a cat, $25 for a dog, and of course you have to neuter them beyond that. That's the law.
And also, you can find out more information online as well, a couple of different locations for
that. You can go to petfinder.com and just type in the Atlantic zip code to see what animals are available there, or the Atlantic Animal Shelter page on Facebook. And that's a great one where you can also interact if you have questions or, you know, you want to find out a little bit more. You can go there and ask questions and get them answered.
All right. So lots of resources, and we hope folks stop on by and check out the shelter. Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks so much.
All right. That's Leash on Life here this week on KJN.